FIFA celebrates Pride Month while hosting World Cup in homophobic Qatar. By Paul Bois on June 3, 2022. The clown show that is corporate wokeism revealed itself on Wednesday when FIFA announced its support for Pride Month as the organization prepares to host the World Cup in the Middle Eastern country of Qatar, where homosexuality is illegal and potentially punishable by death. Pride Month during June is a celebration for the LGBTQIA+ community. Today has also been one of celebration at the home of FIFA. Find out more, as well as how FIFA is working to ensure the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 will be a celebration of unity and diversity, it tweeted on Wednesday. FIFA went on to say on its website that the World Cup Qatar 2022 will be a celebration of unity and diversity as people, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, age, disability, sex characteristics, sexual orientation, gender identity and expression joined for a time of friendly competition. FIFA then claimed it took measures to ensure this time of diversity and unity would be properly implemented. Training all staff involved in the competition, including public and private security forces, on how to accomplish their tasks in a non-discriminatory manner. Insisting hotels and other contractors involved in welcoming LGBTQIA+ fans to Qatar to do so in a manner that respects the rights and privacy of everyone. Implementing systems to identify and address instances of homo, bi and transphobia and other discriminatory practices inside and outside the stadiums. Operating a grievance mechanism through which concerns can be reported to FIFA and addressed by the competent teams. FIFA did not address the fact that Qatar has strict laws against homosexuality, which could include prison time and potential death for those found guilty. Same-sex sexual activity is prohibited under the Penal Code 2004, which criminalizes acts of sodomy and sexual intercourse between people of the same sex. These provisions carry a maximum penalty of 7 years imprisonment. Both men and women are criminalized under this law, noted Human Dignity Trust. Recognizing the blatant hypocrisy, one FIFA delegate, Director of Football Against Racism Piara Power, stated in September of last year that the organization would advocate legal change. Qatar wants to host the tournament at the start of a new decade. They will want to present an internationally welcoming face, and with FIFA's help we are sure it will be possible to win over the Qataris so that they come into line with the rest of the world, including other countries in the Gulf and Middle East, and change the law on homosexuality, said Power.